Addressing reporters in Juba on Tuesday, Gola Boyoi, chairperson of the National Youth Union, condemned a planned peaceful demonstration being organized by the People's Coalition for Civil Action, is scheduled to take place on August 30th. Boyoi says the youth union believes such demonstrations are an undemocratic way of toppling a government. He says the South Sudanese people should give the parties to the peace agreement a chance to fully implement the revitalized peace deal, which includes a time frame for holding national election. He says that is when the people will decide which political party or individual they choose to entrust their lives with. Boyoi is urging young people not to take part in the upcoming demonstration.
The union is calling on the entire youth, who constitute 72% of our population, and indeed all South Sudanese in general, not to join this call for disunity and destruction being headed by the People's Coalition for Civil Action. We're also calling on the business community and the working class to ignore this uprising and go about their normal duties as usual on the 30th of August 2021.
The People's Coalition for Civil Action is headed by a group of civil society activists who says their movement emerged from citizen dissatisfaction with lack of services delivered by President Salva Kiir's government. In several of their statements seen by South Sudan in Focus, the coalition has set the 30th of August as the National Awakening Day, where South Sudanese will take to the streets to protest against the government's poor performance and to call for the resignation of President Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar. Boyoi says some South Sudanese often use the nation's young people to carry out their hidden agenda through demonstration, rebellion, and conflict. He says young men and women should never again be used by politicians with ulterior motives.
Yeah, actually, the young people has been used by politicians as a fuel, especially in the communal violence, rebellions. And now they are trying to use the youth again to actually going out and create violence and uprising against the regime. And that's why we are saying enough is enough. We are not going to be used again. We are matured enough. We know our rights and we know our role in this nation. Our role is to contribute positively in nation building, not for destruction.
Peter Maler, a youth rights activist and a representative of South Sudan Youth Coalition, says although a peaceful protest is a constitutional right, it is not the right time to hold a demonstration because the country is in the throes of several challenges, including road ambushes, ethnic fighting, and an economic crisis.
We feel that these protests will expose the country and especially the youth and the vulnerable groups to more dangers than what we think is a right that we're demanding as people. So because we are the youth and we will be the people who will go on the road to protest, and we will be the same people who will put the lives of our young people, our the economy that is almost dying.
Boyoi is calling on the People's Coalition for Civil Action to reconsider their position or cancel the protest for the good of the country.
We call on the initiators and supporters of PCCA to reconsider their position or totally back down from it for the sake of salvaging and rescuing our country from sliding into anarchy and worse political unrest.
Article 24, Section 1 and Article 25, Section 1 of the Transitional Constitution of South Sudan recognize the fundamental rights of every citizen to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.